This is Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Hey, today's devotion is going to be on... God, are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? It is April the 7th. Hope you're having a good day. Today we're going to be in Paul's writings, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and looking at verse 33, and it's a very short verse, and it says this: do not be misled. Uh-oh, warning, okay? Bad company corrupts good morals. Your translation might say bad company corrupts good character. Guys, let me tell you a story. There's a young guy in Tennessee, okay? He's not even 22 years old, okay? He goes to a party and he's just partying it up, pounding the beers, having a good time. He came with some friends early in the night, about 11 o'clock. His friends leave. They say, hey, you want to come with us? He goes, no, I'm going to stay here and party. Now realize this, he's at a party and he really doesn't know anybody, but he's partying with these people for until about 1 o'clock in the morning. And then here's the thing, the party's over. But he met three guys that he's been drinking beers with all night, doing quarters, shooting, having fun, okay? And they say, hey, we're going to keep on going and partying at my apartment. You want to go? We're going to pick up some beers and have a good time, maybe order some pizza. And they're like, yeah, yeah. But he doesn't know these guys. Listen very carefully. He doesn't know these guys. On the way to the apartment, okay, they say, hey, let's stop. We're going to get some beer. So they go into a convenience store. They come out with 424 packs of beer and a whole bag full of munchies. And the guy's like, golly, how cool is this? These guys are totally awesome. Me and they didn't ask any money, okay? And so they're driving along, okay, about 15 minutes later, okay, watch what happens. The blue lights come on. Woo! Okay, and the guy's like, oh, no. Because here's the thing. They've all been drinking. But he thinks to himself, the guy from Tennessee thinks, hey, I'm glad I'm not driving, you know, because that's a DUI. Watch this. Another cop comes, another cop. There's all these state troopers. What ends up happening? Okay, here's what happened. When they went to get the beer, they grabbed the beer, but they robbed the joint. I mean, they filled the whole bag with munchies, but on top of that, they shot the clerk. The guy's just doing his job, but they shot him dead. They didn't need to, okay? The surveillance camera says the guy was no threat to them, but they just decided, hey, let's get rid of him, okay? And we'll get rid of the problem, not the case. Well, here's the thing. This guy's just in the car. He's only known these guys for 4 hours, but because he was with them, he got life in prison. This guy was being sentenced, okay? Here's what the judge says: guilty by association. Because you knew them well enough to get in the car, the judge did not believe that he didn't know, that he wasn't a part, okay, of that plan. Have you ever heard this? Birds of a feather flock together. Friends, there really is some truth to that. We have to be wise in who we associate with, okay? That's what Paul is saying, okay, in 1 Corinthians. We have to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. I know there's someone out there saying, well, Matt, Jesus used to hang out with sinners all the time and eat. Yep, you're right. He did. What was he doing? He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, that was his agenda. He's not just getting stone-faced and drunk as a skunk. You know, Jesus was being a witness. Okay, that's what he was doing. And because I know there's always that person, because you know why that person, they're the person that's watching this, that is objecting to this. Because there may be, perhaps, occasionally, you're hanging out with the wrong group, with the wrong crowd. Maybe you're hanging out with people who are not going the same direction with you, meaning you know about God, you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but you're still dabbling in the things of the world, and you plan on going to heaven. But the group you're holding out with, okay, they're going the opposite direction. Friends, and what I'm trying to say is this, sometimes we're associating with people, okay, and there's nothing wrong with associating with people, even if they're sinners, if you are witnessing to them and trying to lead them to the Lord, if that is your agenda. But to be just hanging out with sinners for the sake of hanging out with sinners and doing the things of the world, that's where Paul is saying it's not good for you, okay? They're not going to lift you up. They're going to drag you down. You know, in Exodus, listen to this, in 34 verse 12, it's talking about, remember what the judge said. He said, guilty by association, meaning what he was a part of, even though he really wasn't a part of it. He was a part of it for 4 hours, but what did it cost him? Life. Okay, Exodus 34 verse 12 says this: take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where thou goest, lest it be a snare in the midst of thee. See, God is warning. He's saying this: don't make a covenant with any of these people, okay? You're going to drive them out of the land, or you're going to destroy them. You're not going to join up. There is no middle ground here. See, God demands allegiance. God doesn't want Israel compromising, meaning accepting the practices, the Baal worship, the Asherah poles, okay, Dagon, all these different things, that, because that was the worship that was in the land. He's saying, no, I want you to go into the land and absolutely destroy those inhabitants or have them to run. Okay, and here's the thing, there's a story in there where these people, this group of people, hear about what's going on, what Israel has done, what God has done, okay? And here's the thing, through Joshua, through the men of Israel, and they're like, man, we're going to get destroyed. We're going to get annihilated, okay? And so what they do, it's a funny story, is they act like they're from some way, way, way afar land, and they get moldy bread, and they get all their stuff to make it look like they're all dirty and dusty, okay? And they come upon Joshua, and they go, man, we've been traveling for months. And Joshua's like, where are you from? You know what I'm saying? He says, man, look at our bread, look at our wine, we're out of everything. You know, can you help us out? Will you make a covenant with us? And here's the thing, because with their eyes, they don't pray about it. What do? They make a covenant with these people, okay, only to find out that these people lied, that they were a part of the land, okay? Meaning they lived right where they were supposed to take over and conquer, okay? But these people didn't want, and see, here's the thing. It's not like it is today. When you made a covenant, it was a covenant unto death. You did not break the covenant. And so they made a promise, hey, we're going to protect you and take care of you and sustain you. But here's the thing. After Joshua and the people of Israel, the elders, found out that they were duped, and the reason they were duped is they didn't seek God's counsel first. They made a decision based on their own reasoning, wisdom, and knowledge, which is never a good thing. Okay, we want hindsight, meaning we need God's sight, okay? And so these people ended up being slaves, but they were not destroyed. But yet, these people's belief system, okay, even though they were slaves to Israel and had to carry wood and carry water and do all these things, they incorporated and brought in some of their practices and belief system, meaning this, now the water's tainted. There's another example in the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 18 and verse 3. And let me tell you what's going on here. It says this, and King Ahab, okay, King Ahab, does that ring a bell? King Ahab, wife is Jezebel, most wicked king that there has been, okay? King Ahab said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, Jehoshaphat is a decent king, okay? He's not doing everything right, but he's serving the Lord, okay, to the best of his ability. So the text says, King Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in war. Here's the thing, you have someone that belongs to God who knows better, and he says, I am as you are, meaning this. What is he doing? What is Jehoshaphat doing? He's aligning himself with King Ahab because what? He doesn't want to offend. This king over here, the good king, King Jehoshaphat, wants man's approval. He wants Ahab's approval. He wants things to go easy. He doesn't want strife. He doesn't want bitterness. He doesn't want to get in a conflict with King Ahab. So he says this, I am as you are, and what my people are your people, which isn't true, because Judah somewhat is serving God of the Bible, the great I am, Jehovah. Where here's the thing, Ahab is serving the God of the Baals and the Asherah poles, okay? What ends up happening? Yeah, they go to war, okay? Jehoshaphat squeaks by with his life. King Ahab dies. Paul says this, there is a significance to those whom you associate with, so much so that the Bible tells us, if I can tell you who you are by who you hang out with. And you're like, no. That's what Paul's saying. That's what the Word of God's saying. You show me any person, okay? Show me their checkbook and show me who they hang out with on a daily basis. I'll tell you who they are, because it doesn't lie. Birds of a feather flock together. We like-minded people. So God's trying to safeguard your life. Why? Because he wants to bless you. He wants the best for you. He says, what does light have to do with darkness? And again, don't get riled up. You're not judging, okay? You're just going in a different direction. And hopefully when you start to focus and go in the right direction in those people that you are associated with, when they see your life and they see what God's doing in your life and they see the blessings that are upon you and the provisions and the protection and all that God spoils his children with, being royal ambassadors of Christ, they may long for that. They may want that. And you may lead them to Christ by example. And that's what we want to do, guys. We want to lead by example, okay? We want to be what? Men and women of what? Integrity, okay? Christ-like. Hey, I hope this helped you out. This is Matt, out here in the park, from the Man Cave.